I'm Paul Schiffer. On tonight's program, we do a deep dive on who Jack Smith is. Jack Smith is the prosecutor going after Donald Trump. Jack Smith is connected to the United Nations. His wife's parents were connected to the International Communist Movement. My guest tonight is Cliff Kincaid, an expert on the global communist movement. You are listening to the Schiffer Report.
If you're tired of fake news and leftist propaganda, then you've come to the right place. It's time for the Schiffer Report with the radio journalist, author, and political analyst, Paul Schiffer.
They told us the protests in the summer of 2020 were peaceful. Got $1 billion worth of damage around our cities. It says it wasn't. They told us the FBI didn't spy on the Trump campaign. Sure looks like it did. They told us the vaccinated can't get it. You know that's wrong.
You heroes have killed a dozen people this week. What are you going to do next week?
We cannot afford to be so politically correct anymore. We will honor the American people with the truth and nothing else.
Is it just me, or is it getting crazier out there?
I may sound like a Bible beater, but that don't change the truth none. There's right and there's wrong. You gotta do one or the other.
We will not live our lives in fear.
We the people tell the government what to do. It doesn't tell us.
Live from WHKW, your host, Paul Schiffer.
Thank you very much, Style. Thanks for the job you've been doing the past year for this program. The Schiffer Report's heard every Thursday evening from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And tonight we have one of the best experts in the world on communism, the International Communist Movement. He's been investigating and researching and writing books on the Communist Party since 1979. He used to work for a group that was a great conservative think tank in Washington, D.C. I've met him many times at his conferences that he's held many times at the National Press Club. My guest tonight is Cliff Kincaid, and he is the expert, I call him the expert of experts, on the communist movement, how they've infiltrated the government, and everything that you see played out against Donald Trump today, all the prosecutions. And the worst one is this Jack Smith, and we're going to focus on him and the myriad connections his family has had to the communist movement. It's really unnerving stuff. It's very disgusting when you see the deep roots of these people. They are communists, globalists, terrorists, and fellow travelers trying to jail President Trump. Now, Trump knows these people that are after him. He's indicated so many times at his rallies. So we're going to go into this information tonight with Cliff Kincaid. By the way, if you've been listening to the show, at least for the past 3 or 4 months, you know that Cliff has been with us as a regular guest. He's on about once every 6 weeks. The recent shows that he did with me on this type of issue were Oppenheimer, when the movie Oppenheimer came out, and I know it was a best-selling movie. I went to see it. It's well done, but there's a lot of deception in that movie. They did show that Oppenheimer was probably a communist, but they didn't go into enough detail, and they left it hanging out there. So you left the movie theater thinking, well, was Oppenheimer a communist or not? He definitely was. Go to my website, theschifferreport.com. That's theschifferreport.com, spelled S-C-H-I-F-F-E-R. And you will see that if you scroll down. In fact, Style, we should put that show, that program, front and center after tonight's show, along with this show.
Will do.
And also, one of the other shows that we did that got a lot of positive response was the program I did about 5-6 weeks ago with Cliff Kincaid on Henry Kissinger. Right after Henry Kissinger died, we did a program exposing his communist and globalist ties. And that show is also, that program is also, will be reposted tonight front and center. So Oppenheimer, Henry Kissinger, now we've got him back to talk about Jack Smith, this UN, United Nations connected prosecutor, going viciously after Donald Trump. Welcome back, Cliff.
Good to be with you, Paul. Thanks for having me again. By the way, that Oppenheimer program we did is more important now than ever before, because you probably saw the news this week that Oppenheimer, the movie, is up for 13 Academy Awards.
Yeah, It's unbelievable. It's sad. It was well acted, well done, well directed. But as far as the truth goes, I was amazed that they even indicated throughout the movie that he was possibly a communist, but they kept denying it all through the movie. Well, let's get back to this new grand topic. You've been writing extensively lately about Jack Smith, and there's more to Jack Smith that meets the eye. People believe he's just a liberal prosecutor. Merrick Garland, our attorney general, appointed him, and they think that's all that's to the story, and people that have any common sense know he hates Trump with a vengeance. But there's a lot more to Jack Smith, and mainly focused on his wife, and it's surprising and shocking. His wife's parents were connected to the International Communist Movement, the communist group, the Weather Underground, and we're going to be hitting on a lot of subjects that you're expert on, because they can be woven into this tapestry of the story revolving around Jack Smith. So we have a lot to cover tonight. It's very powerful information. Jack Smith is more than a leftist. He's somebody that's working for the United Nations, and that's illegal how they brought him into the fold. You'll describe that also. First, let's start off with some of the basic information about Jack Smith. Go ahead.
Almost all of these prosecutions of Trump are rotten to the core. We've already seen what's happening with Fannie Willis and her lover boyfriend who's on the payroll, who she selected as the prosecutor, the lead prosecutor. That case is blowing up. But in the case of Jack Smith, the media have reported that this, quote, special counsel appointed by Merrick Garland, the attorney general, came out of the Obama Justice Department, and that's true. But we haven't given you the rest of the story. And once we laid that out in our new 12-page report about his involvement in the United Nations, about how he took a solemn oath to a UN-backed global tribunal, we started looking at his wife, Katie Tavigny, who many people may have heard about this. She was a director, producer on Michelle Obama's Netflix documentary titled Becoming, which is based on her book by the same name. I found that interesting, of course, especially with all the talk about Michelle Obama possibly replacing Joe Biden as the Democratic presidential nominee. But then, Paul, I looked into who Katie Tavigny was, not only for the documentary on Obama, but then we found out that she was a big donor to the Biden for President campaign. Then we dug deeper into her parents, Paul and Belle Tavigny. And lo and behold, we discover that her father worked with the Communist National Lawyers Guild to dismantle what used to be called the New York Police Department Red Squad. This was the anti-communist unit that actually monitored communist activities on the streets of New York back in the 70s and 80s. Then we discover that her mom, Belle Tavigny, was involved with something called the Penn Center's Prison Project, where she became a mentor to incarcerated, convicted terrorists, many of them associated with the Weather Underground, trying to teach them how to write, and then defending them on that basis and others as people who ought to be set free, even though in some of these cases, these Weather Underground terrorists had actually killed police and staged robberies and holdups. So, as you suggested in your intro, her parents are really, who have been deceased now for a few years, were connected to the international communist terrorist movement that was, interestingly enough, of course, behind Barack Hussein Obama's run for the presidency. So this is the gal the daughter, who's married to Jack Smith, the special counsel going after Trump, and we find them all connected to the same movement that brought Barack Hussein Obama to power, and now maybe pushing Michelle to replace Joe Biden in November.
Before you go any further, I know most of the audience, especially the conservatives that follow politics a little bit and have any idea who Barack Obama was connected to, Frank Marshall Davis, et cetera, give a real quick review on who the Weather Underground was. I know that your organization, America's Survival, Inc., put out a 20 or 30 page document 10 years ago or so about who all the myriad members of the Weather Underground were. And it was frightening how all of them attended, many of them attended Cuba at functions, Moscow, traveled to Moscow frequently to learn at what was called the Moscow School. So go into this in-depth story review, because it's very important to understand who Jack Smith is, that his in-laws were interwoven in a spider web of communist activity back in the 60s and 70s. Go ahead.
It's true, Paul. And there's so much material here that we won't be able to cover.
Mm-hmm.
I want to suggest people go to my website, usasurvival.org. I've got a link to this special 12-page report right there at the top. The title is The Communist Globalists, Terrorists, and Fellow Travelers Trying to Jail President Trump. There's so much here. And as you suggest, many of the allegations, reports, and evidence involve members of the Weather Underground who were trained in Cuba. Some of them traveled to the old Soviet Union. A few of them were actually jailed for their involvement in terrorist activities. There are some still on the loose, including one who was involved in bombing the U.S. Capitol, actually bombing the U.S. Capitol, not just visiting the Capitol, in 1983.
Mm-hmm.
Two of the major Weather Underground terrorists, Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, managed to escape justice. They went on, of course, to support Barack Hussein Obama, first for the Senate in Illinois and then for the presidency. Bernadine Dorn later became a professor at Northwestern University. Bill Ayers, because he escaped justice, was able to go on and become a professor of education in Chicago. And this, of course, gets to one of our current problems that everybody now knows about, I hope, which is the corruption and rot in academia. Well, it was Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn who started that trend
mm-hmm.
of communists going into academia, taking it over, spawning the movements we see on the streets in New York City, Washington, and other major cities, the pro-terrorist, so-called Free Gaza movements that are shutting down bridges and buildings in New York City. You know, all of the stuff we're seeing, if you pay any attention to the news, in terms of the anti-Semites, the pro-communists on the streets, all of this stems from the success of the Weather Underground, which helped put Obama in the White House. And now I submit, Paul, wants to see Michelle Obama in the White House, too.
We have about a minute before we go into the commercial break. When we come back, Cliff, I want you to go a little bit more into this situation with the Weather Underground and tell people how, and my friend Norm, who's sitting in the studio now, remember Norm used to be here the 2 months when I was losing my eyesight on the radio. Thankfully, Dr. Roholt, one of our sponsors at the Roholt Vision Center, cured me of my blindness, but at any rate, so that's an answered prayer also. But I want you to let the audience know that you not only research this information And you were right there in the middle of it. You knew many FBI agents that were the key FBI agents that went after the Weather Underground when they were a good American anti-communist group. And you did many functions there on Capitol Hill. And me and my friend Norm have been at a couple of your events, at least, when you threw them at the National Press Club. We come back a lot more on all of the communist connections to Jack Smith. And wait till you hear about his ties to the United Nations. And the phone lines are open, 216-901-0933. We encourage your phone calls, 216-901-0933. We'll be right back.
If you're a fan of the Schiffer Report, prayerfully consider making a donation to help keep us on air, as we are entirely listener supported. Checks can be addressed to Paul Schiffer at P.O. Box 80232, Canton, Ohio, zip code 44708. If you or someone you know owns a small business and are looking for advertising, reach out to Paul at 216-276-8257. Help fight the misinformed mainstream media. Keep the Schiffer Report on air.
If you like the Schiffer Report, and I know you do, then check out Understanding the Times, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. on 1220. Hi, I'm Mike Fodor, your friendly host. We're live in studio, call-in talk show that brings the five C's of conversation and topics: cutting edge, controversial, conspiratorial, conservative, and Christian. Visit our website, SoaringDoveMinistries.com. We have 100-plus podcasts in 15 categories, such as cultural causes, history, current events and prophecy, and much more. And listen live Wednesdays, 8 p.m.
If you or someone you know is struggling with their vision, then look no further than the Roholt Vision Institute. Located at 5890 Mayfair Road in North Canton, Ohio, Roholt Vision's nationally renowned ophthalmologists specialize in LASIK, vision correction, lens implant, and cataract surgeries. To schedule your consultation today, visit RoholtVision.com or call them at 330-305-2200. That's RoholtVision.com, 330-305-2200. Roholt Vision Institute, where vision is more than just 20/20.
Eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over.
Thanks for tuning in to the Schiffer Report. Real quick, you might want to visit our website, especially if this is the first time you've listened to the Schiffer Report. The website is theschifferreport.com. And like I said at the beginning of the program, we have all of our broadcasts we've done, at least in the past year, posted on the website. But after tonight's show, sometime by tomorrow at the latest, Style, my trusted producer, is going to put a couple of the more relevant shows that we've done in the past with my guest tonight, Cliff Kincaid. We did a couple specials that were well received. A lot of people were frightened by how evil things have gotten. But the Oppenheimer special that we did a few months ago, and then the hour-long special on Henry Kissinger, how he was a communist, had many communist ties, and we had information from Cliff that goes back to 1974 or more, and I gave out some materials pertaining to that. Pertaining to giving things out, we're going to give a copy of this report out. I know he said it's posted on the website there, americasurvival.org, but I'm also giving this out with another 10-page article he sent me, Cliff Kincaid sent me about 3 weeks ago, called The United Nations Wants to Jail President Donald J. Trump. So if you'd like to call in and just talk with our guest or myself, give us a call at 216-901-0933. And caller number 10, to the number 216-901-0933 will receive a double packet here. The United Nations tie to the prosecutor, Jack Smith, that's going after to destroy Donald Trump. And then his other 18-page article, the communist, globalist, terrorists, and fellow travelers trying to jail President Trump. Cliff, there's a lot of information, and you also have information on the weather underground, a lot of it on your website. I don't think there's any website out there, Cliff, that details the organization of the Communist Party United States since at least the 1940s, going on the way all the way through the 60s and 70s, everything about Frank Marshall Davis, Barack Hussein Obama's mentor, who was on the FBI most wanted list. And if World War III happened, the FBI at the time in the 70s and 80s were instructed to arrest Frank Marshall Davis. That's how bad he was. Welcome back, Cliff.
Paul, you're right. Frank Marshall Davis was a member of the Communist Party. He was Obama's father figure in Hawaii when a young Obama was growing up. Davis was on the FBI's security index, meaning that in case of war, he was going to be apprehended and jailed himself. Now, people might listen to our discussion. They see what's happening in the world, in the United States, and think, what has happened? How did all of this go so badly for the United States? How did we become, in effect, a proto-communist state? And one reason is that our enemies, Red China, Moscow, and other communist countries, have been directing an assault on the United States using domestic communists, dupes, liberals, progressives, fools. They've infiltrated all of our major institutions. But what one advantage I've had during my 40-year-plus career, is knowing the FBI agents when the institution was anti-communist, knowing the police when we had institutions such as the one in New York City called the Red Squad, which incidentally didn't just monitor communists, but monitored Nazi groups as well, anything that threatened the survival of the United States. Most of these anti-communists in the FBI have been kicked out. The Red Squad, as I say, was basically dismantled by an ACLU lawsuit filed with backing from the National Lawyers Guild, a communist front, whose lead attorney in the New York Civil Liberties Union was the father, Paul Chevigny, of the aforementioned Katie Chevigny, the same person who did this pro-Michelle Obama Netflix movie and who's married to Jack Smith. Mm-hmm. All of these connections come together. And it's just an amazing picture when you put all the pieces of the puzzle together and find out that really, when you get down to it, a lot of these people know each other. They're part of the same movement. I'm not saying that Katie, who's an openly pro-Biden operative who contributed to his campaign, the wife of Jack Smith, is a red diaper baby. I can't say that. I can't prove that. But her parents were very intimately involved in promoting communist goals. As I say, as her mom was a mentor to members of the Weather Underground, this terrorist group, when they were in prison. Mm-hmm. Her father dismantled the Red Squad in New York City. This is why, plus the dismantling of the FBI nationally, we see so many of these communist groups out in the open these days, marching in Washington, D.C., and I've covered these marches. I did conferences, as you suggest, on how these came about, how they openly work. I mean, think about it. People ought to know, Paul, that they're listening to a guy, Cliff Kincaid, who's had a 40-year career in Washington, D.C., who once had 500 anti-communist videos on YouTube. We had videos about the Weathermen, about the Frank Marshall Davis, about Obama, about this and that. All of them terminated, censored, deleted by YouTube. And yet, and as we struggle, my group, America Survival, struggles to maintain its viability, asking, in many cases, pleading for financial support. All of these terrorists out there get into the major media or major institutions of academia. They have YouTube channels. They're on Instagram. They're on Facebook. Nobody censors them. They have full reign. They have, and this is why, to put it bluntly, over the last several decades, our country has gone to hell.
Definitely. Again, caller number 10 will receive in the mail from me a couple of these packets on all about Jack Smith, the United Nations, and some of the communists connected to him, including his wife's in-law, wife's parents, who were connected with the Weather Underground, and we've been talking a little bit about the Weather Underground. The phone lines are open. Caller number 10, 216-901-0933. That's 216-901-0933. Real quick, before we get off the subject of the Weather Underground, which is an important integral part of this whole scenario, Norm here in the studio, who's been to one or two of your conferences in Washington, D.C., was in an army. He had a rundown with the Weather Underground. He had to fight them off, and he'll tell that story very briefly here. Go ahead.
Yes, I was at a fort pretty close to D.C., just back from Vietnam, 1970, in the summer of 70. And the Weather Underground and Mayday people came into town. And pretty much we're going to try and upset D.C. We're setting cars on fire, turning buses over, and doing all kind of mayhem. So they called us in on tanks and armored personnel carriers with our rifles and bayonets and so on. And we had squads, and we were able to control the crowds finally and then chase them out of town.
Cliff.
That's an amazing story. You know, we worked, as you all know, with Larry Grasswall, a Vietnam veteran, who came back to the United States, became an FBI informant in the Weather Underground, and he documented how Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn were involved in the 1970 bombing murder of a San Francisco policeman, Sergeant Brian V. McDonald. These terrorists were killers. They wanted the enemy to win in Vietnam. They want the enemy, Red China, Russia, to win today. They want to destroy still the United States. The difference is most of them surfaced. Some of them went to prison, but they surfaced and went into academia, which explains a lot of our problem today.
Yeah. And by the way, as you probably already know, Cliff, Norm served in Vietnam, so thanks for your service, Norm.
Well, thank you. He
knows all about the communists firsthand. He faced them out in Vietnam. He saw, went eyeball to eyeball with some of them as a gunner on a helicopter. So, at any rate, let's now dive into this, the other part of this equation concerning turncoat Jack Smith, who's viciously, and I mean viciously, going after Donald Trump. They want to put him in jail, and you can explain this, Cliff, but not only in jail over here, they want to send him over to the United Nations Tribunal over at The Hague and imprison him. They've got this plan. Go into detail about that United Nations plan and what actually the attorney Jack Smith that's going after him, his connections to the United Nations. Go ahead.
This is a very interesting story, and I'm trying to interest more conservatives, legal experts, lawyers, and, of course, the Trump campaign in what I've discovered about Jack Smith's real agenda. Most people are probably aware he came out of the Obama Justice Department. But before he was appointed by Merrick Garland as special counsel, he had been over in the Netherlands, The Hague, which is the headquarters of many of these global tribunals. Smith actually worked for the United Nations International Criminal Court. Later, he became a prosecutor for the United Nations-backed Kosovo Tribunal. Now, these are really illegal and unconstitutional under U.S. law. The United States has never ratified the International Criminal Court Treaty.
Mm-hmm.
But Smith went ahead and worked for them. He worked for this other tribunal, took a solemn oath to the Kosovo Tribunal, which I think makes him a foreign agent.
Yeah.
And it's really un-American. And I think his appointment as special counsel ought to be challenged by the Trump campaign and his lawyers on that basis. I think they should seriously look into this, because the ultimate objective is not just to put him in jail, put Trump in jail here. I think eventually, if he wins the presidency, they are going to bring a United Nations lawsuit under the auspices of the International Criminal Court against Trump. If they don't go after him personally, they're going to go after the United States as a whole on the basis of slavery reparations, environmental crimes, climate justice. I mean, you know their agenda.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we're going to take a quick commercial break, come back. You'll hear more from Cliff Kincaid and about Jack Smith. Be right back.
In a world full of entertainers walking on eggshells and other media companies airing whatever message will make them the almighty dollar, StylesRebelRadio.com is a group of free content creators specializing in podcasts, articles, interviews, and more. Everything from conspiracy theories involving JFK and artificial intelligence to local up-and-coming musicians and blogs that take life a little less seriously. StylesRebelRadio.com is your one-stop destination for a wide variety of all entertainment all the time. All content may not be suitable for all ages. StylesRebelRadio.com. All rights reserved.
Show your support for the Schiffer Report by picking up a t-shirt, hoodie, sticker, or any of our other wide variety of items found on theschifferreport.com. All profits help to keep the show on air each week. The Schiffer Report merch also makes the perfect gift for the true American patriots in your life. Visit theschifferreport.com today to get started.
If you or someone you know is struggling with their vision, then look no further than the Roholt Vision Institute. Located at 5890 Mayfair Road in North Canton, Ohio, Roholt Vision's nationally renowned ophthalmologists specialize in LASIK, vision correction, lens implant, and cataract surgeries. To schedule your consultation today, visit RoholtVision.com or call them at 330-305-2200. That's RoholtVision.com, 330-305-2200. Roholt Vision Institute, where vision is more than just 20/20.
Thank you for your call. You have reached the media line. For all urgent requests, please send your request by email. Merci pour votre appel. Vous avez atteint la ligne médiatique. Merci beaucoup.
Yes, hi. I couldn't understand the French part, but it's Tucker Carlson calling from the United States. And I'd be grateful if you pass a message on to the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. We are coming to liberate Canada. We are coming to liberate Canada. And we'll be there soon. Merci.
Oh, we know. We need to go to Canadian Tire for an hour. Justin, can you watch my kids? I think you're gonna do that, but you hand him your country is totally cool. Don't worry, he's a good steward. But he will collapse under the weight of his own ludicrousness and go back to Cuba or do whatever he does.
Very good, Style. That was Tucker Carlson, of course. Yesterday, before he went to his trip to Canada, which he was there and gave a couple speeches, he first called ahead and said, "We are coming to liberate Canada." And then in his speech, you heard a snippet from, Tucker Carlson told the Canadian dictator Justin Trudeau to go back to Cuba, and that was in reference to the knowledge or information that a lot of people, like myself, I think, Norm, you've heard about this, that Trudeau looks a lot like Fidel Castro. Well, there was a time when his father, the former prime minister of Canada, had a sexual relationship, an affair. I mean, not his father, his mother had an affair with Fidel Castro. And that was in the news a lot back in the day when his father was prime minister. And he looks a lot like Castro. So I'll go down the road and say, yeah, I agree. His father is Fidel Castro, or the late, one of the worst despicable people that ever lived. Any rate, welcome back to the Schiffer Report, Cliff.
Paul, great to be with you. I would only add,
yeah,
and there's so much material here, it's hard to cover. My 12-page report, I've made it available for free, usasurvival.org. It's right at the top there. If anybody can help get this information to Trump, his campaign, his lawyers, I think there are grounds here for challenging the prosecutions engineered by Jack Smith. And there are other grounds as well, but his connection to the UN, I think, makes him a foreign agent. He's not qualified to be a special counsel. He was working
right
for a global tribunal. The United Nations is a foreign entity. He was working for an international criminal court whose treaty has not been ratified by the United States. I think that makes him suspect. I think that makes him an American, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. When you look at his wife's parents and the connections, you know these people hang together, they network together, and I don't think there's any coincidence that his parents were communists, associated with the Weather Underground, the communist network, the National Lawyers Guild, which is a communist front, every other kind of front imaginable. And then you've got this guy, Jack Smith, working for the UN many years. And it all adds up. You don't need to be an expert to put the pieces together, especially someone with your background, Cliff, over 40 years.
Paul, let me,
yeah,
let
go
me
ahead.
Add, you know, the ultimate communist front in the world today is the United Nations.
Definitely.
It was founded by a communist, a Soviet agent by the name of Alger Hiss. He was the first acting Secretary General of the UN. He helped formulate and write the Charter of the United Nations. This was a guy then working in the State Department who, of course, was found guilty of perjury for denying he was a Soviet spy. Perjury proved by then Congressman Richard Nixon working with communist defector Whitaker Chambers. And, of
yes,
course, we know what happened to Nixon. He was run out of office.
And it's because of the left's hatred of Nixon, because he ratted out Alger Hiss.
And that's right. And one of the reporters for the Washington Post who wrote the Watergate stories, using an FBI agent as his secret source, was Carl Bernstein, whose own parents were members of the Communist Party. In fact, Bernstein wrote a book called Loyalties about his parents being communists. Now, in the case of Katie Tavegni, I'm not saying her parents were communists, but they worked with the communists. They worked with terrorists. Her mother, under the guise of teaching incarcerated terrorists how to read and write. I mean, what a con job. What a scam. And then her father, working with the National Lawyers Guild and the American Civil Liberties Union to dismantle the intelligence unit of the New York Police Department that monitored and fought the communists who were then, as you'll see in my report, openly marching in the streets with pictures of Chairman Mao.
Absolutely. And you have a lot of these photos posted on your website, americassurvival.org. And I'll give you a chance to raise money for your organization toward the end of the broadcast. We've still got about 12, 13 minutes left. You're listening to the Schiffer Report. If you just tuned in, by the way, if you've been a longtime listener or a listener first time tonight, remember to check out our website that Style, my producer, put together. It's an excellent website, and it has most broadcasts, almost all of them that we've done the past year. Now, I go back 2 years with this program in the immediate future, but we only have about a year's worth of programs on the website. We will make sure that front and center on the website is the interview, my interview with Cliff Kincaid, this one here, but we'll add to that, we'll bring up front and center the interviews we did with Cliff pertaining to Oppenheimer, the movie that was written about him, and who the true Oppenheimer was, and also the one about Henry Kissinger. And that's, you know, I'd never touched that issue, Henry Kissinger, till after he died. Then there was an explosion of information out there about his background, including you. And I decided to put you on to expose Henry Kissinger. And a lot of other people weren't doing that after Kissinger died. In fact, too many conservative, so-called conservative Republicans, praised Kissinger. Remember?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, and you know, they're all around us. You know, as they once said, in fact, they are under the bed. They're not only under the bed, they're in academia, they're in government. You mentioned Kissinger. I mentioned the Oppenheimer movie. The Oppenheimer movie, up for 13 Academy Awards, whitewashes the hard evidence that Oppenheimer, the lead scientist at the Manhattan Project, was in fact a Soviet spy. The evidence is overwhelming. We've got a report about that up on our website, as we've talked about in our show.
Right. We're going to put that on the SchifferReport.com tonight or tomorrow, the SchifferReport.com. Yeah. You got to go to that Oppenheimer interview, interview that I did with Cliff here about Oppenheimer. It's a mind opener. Of course, I went to see the movie, and it was well done, and they did the character. I noticed that they used, and he won an award a couple weeks ago for his betrayal, and he's up for an award again, was the guy that played Iron Man in the Marvel movies, Robert Downey Jr. He did an excellent job playing the Republican operative in D.C. that was going after Oppenheimer for his communist beliefs, but they made him look like a bad guy in the movie. It was well acted. Robert Downey Jr. deserves an award for his portrayal in that movie, but it was all twisted. They go down the road where they point out some of the truths about Oppenheimer and then wipe it all away and say, well, he may have gone to parties where there were hundreds of communists at the parties, but he was in no way a communist. You know.
Yeah, and talking about people making somebody out to be a bad guy, what about Joe McCarthy himself?
Yeah.
I mean, he actually underestimated the communist threat because he was not allowed to investigate communists in the CIA.
By the way, I forgot to mention this before the last commercial break, about 10 minutes ago, we had a winner. So Martin will mail you this mailing of these two pamphlets, getting ahead of myself. You should be correcting me on this stuff, Style.
It's pamphlets.
Yeah, pamphlets. But at any rate, going to mail them out. Look, it from I've had a personal experience going down to D.C. over the years, at least the past 20 years, going to his excellent conferences that he held many different times down in Washington, D.C. And one of the times, you actually, when I was working with Jerry Corsi and John O'Neill to bring down John Kerry, remember the whole Swift Boat Crusade, you also did work with some of the people working with us back then. And you've been involved in so many causes over the years and always on the right side of the issues, and the research you put together, the investigations, and your ties with all these ex-KGB agents and former FBI officials. It's a wealth of information that I tell you, I thank you and your conferences, the amount of information I learned over the past 20 or more years, Cliff.
Well, I appreciate that, Paul. Of course, John Kerry betrayed his fellow Vietnam veterans when he came back. And look what he's doing today. I mean, he became Secretary of State. Now his big issue is climate change.
Yeah.
There's no surprise there. But if you look in our report, we've got a few pictures, the current report, of what the FBI found when they raided a Weather Underground a safe house in the San Francisco area. We've got pictures of all the communist literature they had. They had bomb-making materials, stabbing instruments, C4 explosives. I mean, my contacts in the FBI, when it was anti-communist, allowed me access to all of this material. We have information in our current report about one of the people in the Weather Underground who was mentored and promoted for parole by Belle Savigny, the mother of Katie, who actually, and we have the document, declassified, showing that Kathy Bodine, who was involved in the murders and robbery at Nyack, New York, killing the police, had actually traveled to Moscow. Her father was a member of the Communist Party. She was trained in Moscow. Other members of the Weather Underground were trained for guerrilla sabotage techniques in Cuba. These are people who were directed from abroad to destroy the United States from within.
You know, according to Senator McCarthy, before he died in 1957 or 58, I believe, and a lot of people believe, we don't have conclusive proof, but there's indications that he was murdered. So we'll go, we had on the show, J.C. Hawkins, who you know, who's a best-selling author of three different books, Betrayal, Bethesda, Part 1, 2, and 3, who believes, and he put this in his first book, that Senator McCarthy was killed at the Bethesda Naval Hospital. But he was on to the communist conspiracy, and he was in the middle, right before he died, of investigating the fact, and he was proving that this KGB had infiltrated the CIA and the national news media and also the Democrat Party. And ever since then, he's been ridiculed and denounced, and they say McCarthyism. But I know for a fact, and I learned from you, that Senator McCarthy was a hero, was an American hero, and he, shame on the people, especially Republicans, that still denounce him to this day.
It's amazing. I recommend J.C. Hawkins' book that includes a chapter on McCarthy, how he went into Bethesda Naval Hospital with a bad knee and came out dead. Incredible.
Excuse me one second.
Incredible.
Hold on. Do we have a caller? Okay, no, it looked like we had a caller. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
But there's this so-called deep state operates on many levels. I've written in the past, as you know, we've got a big report on this. The deep state wears black robes.
Mm-hmm.
That covers some of the so-called conservative judges involved in the cover-up of the death of Vincent Foster, who it was labeled a suicide when the evidence suggests he was killed and dumped in Fort Marcy Park outside D.C. There are some conspiracies, indeed, Paul, that are real and that we have to pay attention to, the biggest being the communist conspiracy, which has taken over the United States.
And we don't have enough time to talk about this. I know you know about this. The recent betrayal by the U.S. Supreme Court and two of the conservatives on the court, Amy Coney Barrett, who sold out America just two, three days ago, and the other conservative, so-called conservative that Trump put on the Supreme Court, they both betrayed America. They ruled against Governor Abbott in Texas, and they said he's not authorized to stop the invasion of illegals. Well, he said, screw you to the U.S. Supreme Court, and he's still continuing to do what he can to defend the border. Just amazing. And I know you don't trust the conservatives on the Supreme Court.
Most of them I don't. There are some good people there. But people have to understand that the legal profession has been corrupted. And that's a big part of my report on Jack Smith.
Right.
Where did this guy come from? Where did he work? Who appointed him? What about his wife's communist and terrorist connections through her parents? These people are all connected. They know each other. And their big objective right now is to destroy Trump.
Well, you have about a minute left, and I got to wrap up with a little fundraising of my own. But go ahead and tell the audience a little more about your group and how what they can do to help Cliff Kincaid at AmericanSurvival.org. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's actually USASurvival.org. You can get most of our material for free. The only pitch I'm making there on the homepage, and I'll make it now, is that we desperately need funds. We've been cut off by the major conservative foundations. We've been under attack by the Southern Poverty Law Center, left-wing lawyers. You know the whole group. The Council on American Islamic Relations labels me an Islamophobe. We're hanging on, but we need your support. We're offering a copy of my book, The Sword of Revolution, about communist dialectics, how they argue, why they're winning, for a $100 contribution using our secure payment website. So that's my plea. I'm passing the hat. I hope you help with our collection.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Cliff, for joining us. We'll have you back soon. Cliff Kincaid of USASurvival.org. Go check it out now. And very quickly, I hate to do this, but we need funding, getting behind again on the show. We have other production costs, and I just recently caught up from what I owed for 3 months back, but I've got to go forward. So if you'd like to help out financially, there's a lot of research and time. I spend at least 48 hours or more per show. Norm will tell you, I work hard to keep the show going. So if you'd like to help out, those of you that know my home address, I prefer you send donations to that. But I also have a P.O. box, and send a check payable to Paul Schiffer. That's Paul Schiffer, S-C-H-I-F-F-E-R, P.O. box 80232. That's P.O. box 80232, Canton, Ohio, 44708. Or the people that have been listening for over a year, you know my address. We really need funding to keep this show going and grow it and pay for all of the expenses, including the upkeep for the website, theschifferreport.com. And I'd like to thank my major sponsor, Roholt Vision, who helped me. I was near blind, and I've got almost 100% eyesight back. They are a great team of eye surgeons there, Roholt Vision. They're in Canton. Their phone number is 330-305-2200. That's 330-305-2200. Tell them if you go in to check your eyes for surgery or whatever, to let them know you heard about them on the Schiffer Report. And I also like to thank Pastor Ernie Sanders of Right, What's Right, What's Left, who's on 2 hours from now. God bless. Take care.
The Schiffer Report with host Paul Schiffer. You'll hear insightful analysis of the news and interviews with the top conservative thinkers from across America. Paul Schiffer brings decades of public policy experience to the microphone, along with an uncompromising commitment to the conservative Christian principles that make this nation great.
The preceding program is sponsored by Paul Schiffer.